Although we spent so much time looking inside the Mishnayos of Perek Vav, we looked at Mishnah Aleph and Beis. Not that we're completely finished, but we plan to come back to at least two more Mishnayos in Perek Vav, subsequent in Yonim. But it's time to move on. In Perek Zayin, we learned the Klolim of Peiros Shavuos. Kol shumachal adam, umachal behema, mimin atzovim, veinu miskayim ba'oretz, yesh lo shviyas, lo dam of shviyas, that we're completely finished, but we plan to come back to at least two more mishnayos in Perek Vav, subsequent in Yonim, but it's time to move on. In Perek Zayin, we learned the klolim of Peiros Shavuos. Kol shumachal adam, umachal behema, mimin atzovim, veinu miskayim ba'oretz, yesh lo shviyas, lo dam of shviyas, yesh lo bir, lo dam of bir. We're not going to discuss bir right now. We already mentioned it a few times in passing. It's going to be a topic we'll talk about at the end. But we're discussing now exactly the topic for today is what has kedusha shviyas. We discuss the details of what are the rules of kedusha shviyas. And you see the new Ma'ar Makom HaShita, I hope you all have copies, if not I have extras, talks about many different pratims. I try to divide it into different groupings, Hefzid and Nevet and Meshumer and Tzchor and Chashin and Shinri and Nach. All these topics are what, assuming something has Kedusha Shviyas, how do you treat the Peiros which are Kedush? But first we have to discuss, I think it's logical that way, it also goes in the order of the Mishnayos, what has Kedusha Shviyas in the first place? So what kind of question? We have an answer right over here. It tells you if it's food, or if it's given food for animals, or if it's used for dyeing purposes, to color. So that it has Kedusha Shviyas. What's the shalom? Oh. So the first shalom is in the Baya in the Yerushalmi right over here, in this Mishnah. But Minei Besomim. Minei Besomim is in the Baya in the Yerushalmi, and Poshup Shat is no resolution to the Abaya. It's unresolved. So what do you do with an unresolved question? So the Chazanish seems to be Note Lahachmir. Doesn't say Feirish, but that seems to be the Netiyah. And I saw the Sefer Mishpatei Eretz. I don't have that copy. I want to show everybody where it is. Fantastic Sefer. Also on the Ma'ar Makomer sort. Unfortunately, I have one of them, so you'll have to look at it whenever you have a chance. Very beautiful Sefer on the Lochas of Shviyas. He says, Your Chazanish Lushitos, on a few places, he says as follows. Although we paskin, as we mentioned on Friday, the Shemitah B'Zman HaZeh is the Rabbanon, we don't say therefore automatically any suffix, any unresolved question is in the bad law of Shita Sfeik the Rabbanon Lekula. No! We say basically it's a suffix in the Daraisa. A Shailah in the Daraisa, what's the name for summon? Unfortunately, Rabban Hussein or Rabban, nowadays Shemitah happens to be a the Rabbanon, so it's this Galgel or Nishtalshel to a the Rabbanon. But in principle, it's a Shailah in the Daraisa. And therefore, we have to go to Churma and the Shal of Minei B'Samim. So, if a Minei B'Samim, he says, have Kedushas Shviyas. Oh, first glance, it's an offer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the seventh parak and the sixth Mishnah. Haveret Vak, Kfar Vak, Ketef, Alutim, Yesham Shviyas, Udnei and Shviyas. And it seems to be certain we have types of B'Samim. But of course, it can't be. How can it be if it's an offer in the Mishnah? How can it be in the Bayan and the Yerushalmi? So the answer is given that these, although these may have fragrances, but they're also used as part of food. They're put into the food. Maybe to give taste or to give fragrance into the food. The nichlan and ma'achal. That's why Mishnah has definite favors, Kedusha Shviyas. But the something which is not meant for food, it's exclusively meant for smell, for fragrance. It's not a Mishnah. It's an unresolved question in the Yerushalmi. And to make things worse, the Rambam doesn't say a word. Usually the Rambam takes care of these problems for us. They're Paschal this way, Paschal that way. Didn't quote it. So here in the Sefer Mishpatei Eretz, he quotes a Maaseh of the Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin was, of course, the Brisker Rav. Subsequently went to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, and he was asked the question, what do you do with Arba Minim, Esrik, the whole problem? So the Brisker Rav, the Maril Diskin, is quoted as saying that what you do is, well, we'll be discussing later halachas of Sora. So you do what we call Havla. Havla is something which is found in the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah, which we will be discussing. and you mean that you have two different items, one is Kodesh Bekdusha Shvi'as and one is not, so then you make sort of a package deal. We'll discuss the details later, and it solves the problem. What was the item which was Kodesh Bekdusha Shvi'as? The Esrei. What was not Kodesh Bekdusha Shvi'as in the story of the Maral Diskin? The Hadassim. That's the story. Now Hadassim, as we all know, is used for smell. So there's a question, does the Maral Diskin meet the Paskin against the Chazanish and say that Minei Besamim do not have Kedusha Shvi'as? Is that the way they pshat Maiser Rav, a Maiser from the Maral Diskin, which is quoted in the Svarim? Or perhaps you give a different interpretation, maybe at a different Svarim, because we already mentioned the last week, I believe, we quoted from Rav Shlomo Zalman, we quoted from earlier sources, from the Dombra Varov, the Mishmeres La'abayis, that perhaps if something is made for the purpose of mitzvah, it has no Kedusha Shvi'as. That's what the Sefer Mishpat Eretz suggests. Maybe it's not like the Chazon Ish. Only for purpose of mitzvah, that's why it's different. It was an obvious question. Yeah. The Esrog also, what do you have love for? The Esrog is for mitzvah, and Hadassim is for mitzvah. So what do you have love for? If Ramayal Diskin helps in the Svara of mitzvah, that knocks out Kedusha Shvi'as, who needs Avlah? Just say the Esrog is also used for Tzorach Mitzvah. Yeah? Perhaps we could say that the Esrog, you have to use it for a mitzvah, is all made for uses to make jelly, to make jam. It's delicious Esrog jelly. So therefore, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman mentioned that Tzvara, that those also for mitzvahs is for this too. I say the thing about Hadassim, that after you finish Sukkot, you use it for smelling? Yeah. The Mitzvah is not that way. I mean, that's a big deal to... You smell other things, which are much better, have a more pleasant fragrance and aroma. So the Hadassim are meant, are destined for a mitzvah and for nothing else than to put away. Whereas an Esrog is destined for both, for the mitzvah and to make jelly. So that's what Amaral Diskin had a var over here to have a law. Maybe that's what we can interpret in that fashion. He's not arguing with Chazon Ish. But let's go back to the basics. What is the Yibaya in the Rishon? Doesn't say. Very unclear to know what is the Ibai. We know it's a question, it's not resolved. But we don't have an Ibai, have to know what is the study of Shaila? What's the Yishalmi clearing about? Something which is for fragrance. Is it half Kedusha Shvi'as or not? Well, what would you say? Yes or no? It's the Klal Gadol of Shvi'as we have in this Mishnah. Para Klal Gadol. What's the Klal Gadol? If it's for eating, for you, or for the behemoth, for coloring, for dyeing, then it has Kedusha Shvi'as. Well, does fragrance, is that included in these? Should it be similar? Should it be different? What's the Shaila? So the Chazon Ish says, well, maybe we should apply the following principle. The Gemara says in the Sechta Beitza that a Mugmar is Aser B'yomtiv. Let's talk Tachlis. Smoking is Aser B'yomtiv. Aser all year long, but it's a double Iser on Yomtiv. Why? Because ain't a shovel of chol nefesh. It says, achash yachal chol nefesh, vay yasal lechem, that's really a shovel of chol nefesh. And since most people don't smoke, and it's not healthy, as the Pnei Yeshua thought in his time, therefore, it's prohibited. So the Chazon Ish is sending in the comments over here, a mugmar, which is the basis of an Easter of smoke, was something they used to smell. They used to put spices on the fire, and used to have these fancy smell, right, the incense. So the question is, if that's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh with respect to Hilchos Yontif, it's not considered Shavu L'chol Nefesh with respect to Hilchos Shvi'as either. And maybe when it says, V'hoysa Shabbos Ha'oretz Lachem La'ochlo, you require something which is Shavu L'chol Nefesh, like eating. Everybody eats. And everybody eats. Everyone has a behemoth, gives to the behemoth to eat. Everyone who has something has to be dyed, the color, uses these things. But these fancy smells of the... It's not such a, not so common. Then maybe it's not considered to be Shavu L'chol Nefesh. I'm not sure what he means. Does he mean that the Yushami's Mesupik and Beitza of Chavez also is quits of the Babi Asas Betokif? Or does he mean perhaps as follows, that Mugmur is very fancy, you know, with coals, yeah? Whereas this stop to take a Hadassim or something else pick it off the ground and to smell it like this, which is, I don't know if the medium of fire with a whole hocus-pocus, that maybe is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. I'm not sure exactly what the nature of the suffix is, but it goes along those lines. This is the Chazon Ish. However, the Rosh Sirlio, We have, I'm told, now two copies. I don't know that Rabbi Sam has a copy of it. Just that, safer separately? Separately, and also in courtesy of Young Israel of Oceanside, Rabbi Blechmar, the Asra, we have a Talmud Yerushalmi, which is put out by the Altidom Society, because it was one of the Perushim was written, believe it or not, in Moscow, Mamish, under the nose of the communists, Pile, Ploim. So Agav, they put in all kinds of other Perushim in the back. It's fantastic. They have many other Gedolim, and one of them is the Rashi Soler on the back. That's the one that I had seen. It's a completely different interpretation. Completely different. There's a klal gadol in Shvius, a tremendous klal, a very important klal. And the klal is found in the Gemara in Sukkah. That's Sukkah we keep referring to. By the way, if you can't get Gemara Sukkah, I realize afterwards, the Sukkah is a premium because the high school is learning Sukkah. Many of the same Yisodas can be found in the Sukkah in, no? Baba Kama. Baba Kama, that Kuf Aleph and Beis, Kuf Beis and Aleph is a very parallel Sukkah. So if you can't get a Gemara Sukkah, just look at Baba Kama and there's even certain things in Baba Kama which are not in Sukkah. Even more, each Sukkah has more than the other. But it's also very interesting. There's a klal called Hana'osavu Biuro Shoven. When you eat, two things happen at the same time. You enjoy your food, and the food is consumed. So the rule of Shvius is that it applies to anything else like eating, La'ochla, which has Hana'osavu Biuro Shoven. And the Gemara says over here, on Af Memam and Aleph Masechta Sukkah, what about a lulav? Does a lulav have kedusha shvius or not? So the Gemara implies that yes. Why eitzim bealmo? And eitzim don't have kedusha shvius wood. Why not? Gemara says because yidilachem laochla dumidachila mishan asa biur shava yatsu eitzim shana asan acha biuron. What does that mean? Shana asan acha biuron. Atze hasoka says Rashi. At first it's consumed and then it becomes coals, and then after that it's used to cook, as opposed to lulav. Lulav is used to sweep the floor, and then it's hanavius hanasabi roshava. That's what the Gemara says. Fine. So the question now becomes: what do you do with psamim? Psamim is a very unique situation. Everything else you consume it while you use it. The question: what's the order? Do you consume it literally while you're using it? Well, no. First you consume it, and then it's in a different form, then you're in effect using it. But what happens in a new case? You never consume it. You have hadasim or something else, maybe midei psamim. Borei midei psamim, it's made by Abdullah, borei midei psamim. So we all smelled it, we went around the room, everyone took a whiff. Is there any less psamim this week than there was last week? Because we had 100 whiffs. We got some in there. Ne'al lecha, ne'al lemeya. Some lecha, some lemeya. And the male, the elef, the alofim, it goes on forever. It's never. I guess after a while it loses its fragrance. If it's a kind of a flower, it'll ultimately wither. But not as a result of the ishtamshus bo. So it says the Rashi Surlio seems to be wondering, what kind of din is that? Maybe there's no kedusha shvius for that reason. There's no beer in the sense of consuming it and using it up. Maybe that's why there's no din of kedusha shvius. That's how he understands it. That's a suffix. Or one could say a little bit differently. Maybe what he means is the Rashi Soler, there is a beer. The beer is when you throw it into the garbage. Because ultimately these flowers do wither and you don't keep them. You do throw it into the garbage. So wait a second. So let's just say it's a chesaron, it's not an also the Yerush Shava. Because here the Hanoah comes before the beer. Oh, that's a question, that's a very interesting question. The Balamor speaks about that in Masechta Sukkah. When we speak about it in the Gemara of Ein Hanoah also the Yerush Shava, we mean is the beer comes what? No? Before the Hanoah, that's the case of Atei HaSukkah. What will happen if the beer will come after the Hanoah? What will happen in such a circumstance? What would it then be in that case? So the Balamor says there would be kedusha shvius in that case. So that couldn't possibly be the problem. However, maybe the Balamor only refers to a case where there is a beer after the ishtamshus, but the beer is related to the ishtamshus. In other words, you're doing something, you're using it, and ultimately the result of the use, subsequently it'll be consumed. But over here with the consumption, it's never consumed. You just throw it out and it just withers. That's nothing to do with it, with Hanos of Yerushava. That's a question, another possibility in the Shaila of the Yerushalmi. So here's a question, whether that really could be possibly pshat. Rambam is a big question in the Rambam about Mine Kvisa. Things are used for laundering purposes. Is there Kedusha Shvius, or is there no Kedusha Shvius? So Rambam says there is Kedusha Shvius. The Gemara seem to imply that it's not Hanosu B'Yerushava. So the Kesef Mishnah has a very interesting idea, which is against enough in the Rambam, but he says it anyway, that the only time you require Hanosu B'Yerushava is by Mine Ma'achol. What's the Kvisa? What's the problem with that? What's the problem with that? The Rambam himself calls Ate Asaka. Ate Asaka is not Mine Ma'achol, and still he requires that Hanosu B'Yerushava. So a plea of the Kesef Mishnah. Both of the Farshim ask against it. See, they give answer to two different kinds of kibbutz. The kibbutz starts now and it finishes later. In any event, this is an interesting question which has many angles as to how you understand it. But the bottom line is an unresolved shalom Yerushalmi. Halacha lemaisa. What do you do? So, what you do is you buy badat flowers. That's what you do. They have badat as hashgacha on flowers. I'm not kidding. Flowers, you know, I'm doing, you know, flowers to smell, you know, you have Shabbos, right? Flowers, right? They're called the fragrance of the flowers you put on the table on Shabbos, comes the Heksha of the Badat. Why? Because the Badat, I guess, Paskins the Chumrah, in the Shah of the Yerushalmi. And therefore, since it's resolved, it's going to be Machmir, maybe these flowers will have Kedusha Shvius, in which case you can't buy them and sell them and use them, and maybe he's a Svichin Gar, who knows what. So Badat is Ashkaf on flowers. They even come to America. I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, many years ago, it could be the 7 or 14, I don't remember, the local day school in Riverdale, SAR, would have, I think, could be, you have to ask my call, maybe to this day. They have a fundraiser. They bring in Eretz Yisrael Dika flowers. Rabbi Tzvi, remember that? Oh, that's it, us. That's 7 or 14 years ago, Rabbi Tzvi. Right? So the as a fundraiser, people wanted to support Eretz Yisrael and support the school, so they'd bring in Eretz Yisrael Dika flowers, and they had a problem at Shemitah. Because all of a sudden, there's a whole tirade. What's this? Shemitah, this, that. I don't know if these flowers are under the badat. I mean, officially, badat can't be in charge of export, right? Because they must see in the chutzlars. You find zillions of badat Israelim running around? I don't know. Kasha Vamai, so maybe answering is different. We'll get to that a little bit later. I told them it's a shaila. But I was making a little bit. And I found out later that even the cooler which I gave them was not so necessarily accepted by everybody. We have to draw a distinction between fragrant flowers and beautiful flowers which have no smell. Not all flowers have a fragrance. But they're called pirchei noi. Look at the pirchei's we have, right? Pirchei noi, we have the flowers which are just meant for beauty, which have no fragrance whatsoever. I told them that's okay, because there's no kedusha shvius. I thought double portion. I thought, how can you argue on that? Wait a minute, we're not finished yet. But the chor, I still stand by the pshak. If it's pirchei noy, there's no kedusha shvius. If it's pirchei reyach, then I said, well, maybe we should be machmir, although I wasn't sure. Maybe we should be machmir. Why is by pirchei noy mutter? So I saw the quote from the Sefer HaShmita of Tukachinsky, which I have a few copies of over here, that there's no physical pleasure. You're just looking at it. That's not considered to be physical enjoyment, and therefore there's no kedusha shvius whatsoever. That's what he suggests. And there's no shimush. As opposed to what? No. As opposed to tzmine tzvia. The problem is tzvia is also the noi. Why do you color things? You make it look pretty. No. So that is Tusha Shvita, not from the Mishnah. So Rav Tukachinsky quotes over there, no, they are Shtamshus. You take the whatever liquids or whatever thing comes out of the Perish Shvita, and you take it and you make it into, you cook it, or however you make it, how do you do it? You cook it usually, and you make some kind of a liquid out of it, and you paint with it, whatever you do with it. There's Shtamshus with it. But stop to look a pretty flower, that's not called the Shtamshus at all. You're just looking at it and seeing the beauty. So that's he says there's no Kedusha Shvita in that kind of case. What happens in a case where the primary function of the perach, of the flower, is for beauty? Put it on the table. But it also has a fragrance. My guess that most of the fruits that the SAR and others sell is that way. That's like primarily for the... You want a fragrance? Or, right, it's my perfume. I don't know what you want to do. You want over here, you want primarily the noi. But it's also a makshava, you know, it does smell good. That's also a plus. Maybe they charge more money for it. I don't know. Or it's considered advantageous. What's the din? So the Sefer Shmita of Tukachinsky said there is Kedushas Shvitz. Comes from Shloim Mazal and Arbach, that's quoted over here in this Mishpat Eret, and says, no. There's no Kedushas that could have been making for the SAR. Quoted from Shloim Mazal. Why? Because the main purpose is for noi. You follow the main purpose. And the main purpose of these flowers is to look pretty. The fact that they happen to have a good fragrance, that's an incidental, it's a throw-in. But in determining whether or not it has Kedusha Shvius, it must be guided by the main function. As a matter of fact, he talks over here about Eitzim. Because the Gemara is over here, but something which is called Eitzim de Mishchan. It says Rashi Eitz Shemen, Sha Eitz Atzmo Madlikin Bo Lahoir, Vahare Hanasanu Biyuran Shave. Because it's used for illumination, where the consumption and the enjoyment is exactly the same time. What's my answer? Stam Eitzim. Is La Sokain Omdim. And therefore what? The Machlokas Rashi and Tosfot here in the Sefer Sukkim, Baba Kama. What's the pshat? So, according to Samri Shonim, what it means is that if you have wood, and the wood's primary use is what? For heat. But as a secondary use for illumination, there's no Kedusha Shvius. Because you follow the Iker. Rav Shlomo Zalman, the same thing should apply over here. The main purpose is what? It's beauty. Even though it has a secondary function of a pleasant fragrance, he suggests there's no Kedushas Shvius. The Mishpatei Eretz says that what will happen if you actually have a specific purpose for reyach. In other words, not just that, you know, it's for noy, and it happens to have a reyach. But you advertise, you know, have these sweet-smelling flowers, and you make charge more money, and it's a big deal. So then they say, the Mishpat Eretz thinks it should depend upon the Machlokas HaRishonim. What's Eitz Atzim de Mishchan? Is the pshat that they omdim la'asoka only, or they omdim for illumination, but they're bottling the rest of the Eitzim. It's a complicated discussion here in the Sugya, both in Sukkah and in the Bava Kama. The Kitzur, so if it has a pleasant smell, it's still a Shiloh. It's a question. It's unresolved. But I thought earlier, I want to say this now, that if it has no smell, it should certainly be mut. I didn't find anybody to answer it. That's until I saw in the Sefer called Mishnas Yosef. Now, we've mentioned it a few times. I want to give you an idea what's going on over here. The Mishnah of Rav Yosef Lieberman Shalita from Yerushalayim. He made a career out of Shemitah in the sense of writing Svarim. He has written now 7 Svarim. The first 4 have been condensed into 2. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. The Aleph is on the first 3 Prakim of Shemitah, I believe, and Beis is on the next 3, and then Gimel on the next 2, and Dalet the next 2. We have over here a few copies of Mishnah. Anyway, Tshuva's Mishnah Seals, later years, 3 Chalokim, those are 3 Chalokim. And the first Chalik, he has a discussion about Pirchei Noi, which has no smell, and he quotes Rav Binyamin Mendelssohn, or Lashon was the rabbi of Kol Mimiyut, the first Aguda, as opposed to Pirche, Paul Aguda, Pirche, absolutely Agudas, I can't get it straight exactly. But there was a break between Aguda and Paul Aguda, of some time, I don't know the details. That was Aguda straight. You have to know Karen Ashmita with Karen Ashvia, it's a ganze meises, it's very complicated. In any event, he was the Rav. And he wrote a letter to the Rav Lieberman and it printed Mishnah Yosef, and he thinks Pirche Noi should also be Yosef. Where did he get it from? From the Rash Serlio. What Rash Serlio? Because the Rav is a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi talks about Psalm and brings Rias back and forth and talks about Nesores or something of that nature. What it means exactly. So the Rash Serlio says Pshat is, it's something which falls off, no share, and it's Eino Choshuv. Comes the Baal, the Rav Mendelssohn, and says, you know, the Mashmos of the Rash Serlio is something which is Choshuv, that in and of itself gives the Kedusha Shvius. Even if it does not satisfy the general criteria, the fact that it's Choshuv itself gives the Kedusha Shvius. So the Mishnah Sotah writes back, what are you talking about? How can you say this thing? Atze Asoka. You're talking about a flower being crushed. They would chalila die of frost if they didn't have the wood to keep them hot. To this day also, there's nothing more chashuv than Eitzim HaAsoka. We're holding about Baal Tisha B'Av. You hold a sugi in Git. More important than food. And you have to have the TV. You have to have the wood. Wait a minute, that's very chashuv. Afal Pi Kain says the Gemara before us. There's no kedusha shvius. What do you tell me? It's chashuv. No, I meant something different. If it has the requisite criteria, it still has to be choshev. But if it does not have the criteria, then it usually are employed. And just the fact that it's choshev is irrelevant. Writes back the Baal Mishnah Yosef to Rav Mendelssohn. So I found out two things. One, that what I thought of a poshut b'lishim cholik is not true. Someone is cholik. Number two, b'vok Hashem, that the consensus view is that it's in fact correct. That if there's no fragrance, there's no din of shvius. Let me ask a question. Those who just came from back from Eretz, but that's flowers. It's only when it has a fragrance, or even when there's no fragrance. Huh? Who? Come on, you in Eretz? What is it? Huh? Both? Really? That's one thing. But that's how Paschim the Churma like a Ben Mendelssohn. That even if there's no fragrance, you have that. But that's flowers. The roses, as the roses smell? Forgive my ignorance. I don't even know anything about the flowers. They do. I know roses are red, violets are blue. That's all I know. But if they have a fragrance, I can't really tell you that. Yes, too. Ah, very good. Now, very good. You see? Worth having it up here. Look at this. Unbelievable. Gewaldig. Rabbi Harari Shalita points out that there are other problems aside from Svichin. That's correct. Well said. So you will see there's a question of Nevag, which is topic number three on the sheet. We'll get to it soon, Mr. Shem. I hope tomorrow, I hope. Well, we'll see. Which may exist even in the absence of Kedusha Shvius. Another question. So the Bardas is Machmir. Maybe it's Nerva, and maybe Nerva is prohibited even in the absence of Kedusha Shvius. Therefore, there are Bardat flowers, even though there's no Kedusha Shvius. Very good. And of course, we should not forget the other consideration, which the Mishnah keeps coming to back over and over and over again. Even after he says, well, but there's no Kedusha Shvius, and there's no Nerva, and there's no this, and there's no Lulav. We happen to mention Lulav over here. So the Gemara says clearly that a lulav has kedusha shvius, it's meant to sweep the floors. So the Rambam says that way. Why? Why? So the Osamech has his svara. It's all quoted by the Mishnah. That is, whatever you grow for a mitzvah, there's no kedusha shvius. I mentioned it before. Rav Shlomo Zalman says pashut. Nowadays, who uses love to sweep the floor? Hey, grow the love for mitzvahs, and those will grow it specifically. So therefore, or if not, just sits there. There are many gloves which are not for mitzvah, but no one uses it. It sits pretty. Are there any useful lulavim? Maybe most of them, I don't know. What else can you use a lulav for? It's vital for a mitzvah, but if it wouldn't be for that, you wouldn't use that. You'd do something else to wrap around the tuck and the adasam and the aravas. Has no use for kitzah. So things change. They used to use it for brooms, and they don't use it anymore. So a local change depends on the mitzvahs. This leads us to the... Enough in the Mishnah that the peels have Kedusha Shvi'is. And as anybody knows who's been around there, it's a strong Shvi'is year, they have a special Pach Shvi'is, special basket. no klipi agotim v'agalinim, yesh tam shviyis l'dmeim shviyis. Shon good. Enough in a Mishnah that the peels have kedusha shviyis. And as anybody knows who's been around there, it's a stroll. Shmita year they have a special pach shviyis, special basket, you throw in all the peels. Let's wait till it rots. Why do you do that? Because to throw it out is considered what? A violation of law. Ochla v'lo lehefsit. You put it in the pach shviyis till it rots. Once it rots, then there's no there's the kedushas pach me'elov. Then you can allow to throw it out. That we'll discuss with Shem later. That's called gram hefsit. What are the details? So let's first analyze very carefully. Do you mean to tell me that the peels of fruits all have kedushas shviyis? Shlomo Zalman writes in the Mincha Shlomo, the same way as lulav changed. Lulav used to have kedusha shviyis because it used to be used for brooms, and now it's no longer used for broom. No longer has kedusha shviyis. That's what all the poskim say. Same with klipis. The peels apparently used to be used for whatever reason. Maybe give it to behema. I guess in the old days they couldn't throw anything out. It was dachkus. So you had an orange, you peeled it, you made sure to use the peel for something useful. Give it to grind it, give it to your animal, something or other had some kind of use. So that was your shviyis. But man, there, what happens to the orange peel? No, what happens to them? Throw them in the garbage. Almost all of them are thrown into the garbage. There's a minority of people use it for what they call merkachas, for coating them, and some use squeezing them for chemical, for juices. But we know the majority are thrown into the garbage. The Mishnah shows that the man who does his homework, in one of his svarim, he did a check on the Eretz Yisrael that got produced. What did he say? If I'm not mistaken, it's like this. 70% is for export. You hear what? 70% of Israeli arms are for export. And they're exporting to you and me. We all throw 99% of that 70% thrown into the garbage field. Who's going to sit there with pots full of the orange field? That's out. Out of the remaining 30%, interestingly, out of the 30% which remain, he said 15% are eaten by rich Israelis who could afford the tapuzim, and 17% of the sum total apparently is used by manufacturers to make juices, you know, the mitzpahs, you know, all that kind of stuff there. Other orange products. And there, that 17%, the peels are used. Those are factories. They use everything. There's Kleta Ashayla, if the majority of the peels used by Israelis are used, then maybe there should be a Kedusha Shviyis. Zot then name. It doesn't depend on the majority of the peel. It depends on the majority of the users. And the users in Eretz Yisrael, you have 5, 10, 20 factory owners who use all these peels, and you have thousands of Israelis who are throwing out the peels. Even if you'll say it depends upon Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't depend upon Kutzlar, which I don't see why that should be either. Afal Pikin is mastered in the ground that the majority of the people of Eretz Yisrael throw out the peels. So the majority of the peels may be used commercially 17, 13, as a close call. All right, we can give other many examples come to mind of this kind of thing. As it does apply, we'll see soon. It's a very relevant halacha of a maisa. And as a matter of fact, the Chazon Ish says as follows. Something roi frachilas b'nei adam depends upon the minig of most people. And therefore, even though there's some paper, make the orange peels into various kinds of marmalades or covering with chocolates, all kinds of things, this butla daita. And he quotes Hilchas Rochas, the Mishnah Brewer and Simon Reish Bez, and the brochas on what brochas make it to you, Berchas what? Shahakal. You don't make a bar of prayers. But most people throw it out. Sharatzi and the Simon Reish Bez have caught them olive. Depends on each and every time. Apparently in Mishnah Gimel, Klipe Rimon and Galinim, apparently in those days, most people ate it. Apparently. Yeah? That's correct. Make a shahakal. That's a very good question. That's a very good question. The white stuff. White stuff. I'm not sure. It's a good question. Pashtus, it depends on what most people do. I think most people throw out the white stuff too. That's what I think. That's what I think. It seems to me, Rabosai, that according to everything we've learned, the Chazon Ish would hold, and if you look by Riches in Hilchos Maisis, to which he refers in Siman Aleph and Kotan Lamed, orange peel should have no Kedusha sheets. I'm saying is, despite the fact that you go to Bnei Brak, you'll find orange peels in the Pach Shvius from top to bottom. Those are the orange peels. Where I read the Chazon Ish, it should come out that there's no din of Kedusha Shvius, no Chiyav Maisis, no Trumas, no Shvius, nothing. It's considered thrown to the garbage. It's not going to have a Shem Ochel at all. That's how I read it. What peels have Kedusha Shvius? Apple peels. Apple peels are eminently edible. Many people eat the apple straight. I, the American Mifunak, peels the apple. He had the right to do so. That's a Chiddush over here in the Rash. You have a right to peel fruits. Where's that Rash? You have a right to peel You have a right to peel the... Somewhere. Rashi says that a person has a right to peel the fruit. He's not mechuyev to eat the fruit if he doesn't ordinarily eat the fruit. Where's that? It's Perek Ches Mishnah Beis. Oh, the next stickle of my Makarim for those who saw it already. Perek Ches Mishnah Beis. He starts off the Rashi with Shalmi. Ein mechayim and also lechalo knivas yerek, etc., etc. But that means the poskim say you're not mechuyev to eat the peel of the vegetable. You're not mechuyev. It's edible. You don't like to eat it. The Torah said la'ochra of alala hefsin is what everybody eats. But peels, even though many people do eat it, you're not mechuyev to eat it. But it does have kedusha shvius. We'll have to discuss later. Then why don't you have to eat it? You're la'ochra of alala hefsin. We'll discuss that. Drama. We'll get to that. If you have an apple, you peel an apple peel, that has to go into the Pach Shvius. Yes, for sure. But the orange peel, the Pashtus, does not belong there. Pashtus. Unless you'll say as follows. That when people peel an orange, they don't do such a good job. Maybe there's a little bit, not about the white stuff, the orange stuff. You can call it the orange stuff. So there'd be a little bit of that stuff there, whatever you want to call it. Which is the piece of the pre, which is affixed, adheres to the peel, and that root has Kedusha Shvius. You put all those peels from top to bottom, fill it over, because you never know, there'll be a little mashu of the Gufa pre, which you wouldn't want to violate the La'achla of Lola Hefzit. Pashtus. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe. Maybe. If in fact it has Kedusha Shvius, you can't throw it out. La'och lova lo left. Where does it say la'och lo left? Where's it? Where's the Gemara? Where's it? Who knows? I think it's the Gemara in Pesachim. That's in the days. The Gemara that says la'och lova lo left. It's not, I thought it was good. It was in Sukkah. I couldn't find it here. I think it's in Pesachim. La'och lova lo lehefzit. That's where it says that drush. And the Sefer Mishpat there, it quotes from the Marit Al Ghazi and the Ritvaz. That you're over on a mashu. That's why you have a little tiny bit of orange on the left of the peel, and you throw that out, you're boom. You're over an isagamar of lochabal apps. You have to throw the whole peel into the pach shvius to avoid that. I mean, unless people they hold against me, they hold that maybe orange peels are used, maybe they hold that to 70%, people 30%, or maybe they hold like the famous Shulah Rabbi Vozna. Maybe that's from Bnei Brak, although it's Asher the Chazon Ish. But the Rav Vozna, who's right now is our Bezit Zichron Meir, he passes the Chumra on orange peels. Why? Why the Chumra? The majority of them are being thrown out. No. The only time we say that we follow the majority as opposed to the minority is if the majority has one use and the minority has a different use. And we follow the majority use, the Chumra or the Kula. But if the minority use exists and the majority is to throw it out, then it has Kedusha Shvius. So after all, it's fit for use, it can be used. Otherwise, most people are ashir, they don't want to bother you, they just throw it out. This is not enough to be mevatel the kedusha shvius based on the minority use. He said, that's pshat in the Mishnah. How come it doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, anything we've shown him? That there's only hotel of Maraskina when the galinin and the klipas were being used. We know that pits and peels are very likely thrown out by many individuals in many societies. How come no one said the word? Only the Chazon Ish, the first one to make a revolution and say that people throw it out is no Kedusha. So Rav Vazman says he thinks the Chazon Ish is wrong. And there should be Kedusha Shvius and the peels of the pits. All right? All like Rav Vazman. So then Avada, they aren't supposed to go into the Pach Shvius. That's for sure. But even if not that way, maybe they're afraid of these little, small, little pieces of the orange prop which adhere to the peel itself. Oh. Now, question. What do you mean you left a little bit of orange adhere to the peel? And that's what we're worried about. You have no right to do that. By leaving that little bit of orange near the peel, you're in violation of the Ochla of Lola Hefzid. Even if you should decide ultimately to put it to the Pach Shvius and wait till it rots. Wait till it rots? The Torah says the Ochla. Isn't there an obligation to eat Peir Shvius? Just to prevent it from rotting? We discussed a long time, I think the first day we discussed, is there a mitzvah that say of the Ochla? The Kima mitzvah. So we came to the conclusion that the post of the Megillus Esther, that everyone agrees there's no such mitzvah. It's not a Kima mitzvah. It's an Isser, but there's no Kima mitzvah. All right, that's true. But if you're going to just let it rot, and by definition, the end of it, the garbage can, you can just leave it there, aren't you in violation of the Ochla? No kiyum. But you have in effect been, you've caused the Peirush Shvius to go into the garbage. Isn't that a terrible thing? Well, Chazon Ish says no. No, it's not such a terrible thing. It's against the Rosh. The Rosh is Mashma in Perek Ches Mishnah Beis. Give me the Mishnah Yosef, the one with Gimel Daud, under there. Another big advantage, you found the Pirush HaRosh, was there a print anywhere else beside that? A few little snippets in the Sava. Is the Pirush HaRosh Mishnah Yosef print anywhere else? On Shvius? Found a Ksav Yad. Is this printed, yeah? Ah, is that exactly the same? Oh, that's right, Tolstoy, is that the same thing? The Tolstoy they print in the back on Zeroyim. Maybe it's not going to say. You have a toaster rush somewhere? Open it up and see if it says the same thing. Because on this Mishnah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis, quotes the rush, Pirush HaRosh as follows. I'm not sure if it's exactly the same thing. Shvius did the very first line. Open up, who has it? Do you have it? Over the first line in the toaster rush, I have here the Perush HaRosh. Seems the same thing. Says in the Mishnah, Shvius nitna la'achila l'shtia l'sicha. Says the Rosh, Yerushalmi, same as the Rosh quotes, and mechayv and also lecha lopas shibshav lo knivas yerek, lo tafshin skakla tzurasa, which we'll be discussing with Hashem later on. But then it's later on in the Rosh. Oh, Perush. Af agav da'amin p'sachav nun beizim et beiz. Says the Rosh, "Ain mechayven also lechol davar shein derech bnei adam laochlo, v'lo chashinin dem holech liibud." End quote. Is that the same thing you have? No. Okay, Kopar has printed over here. Perush HaRosh. So the medayik from the Rosh, the peels, you know, mechayven, because most people don't eat it, but the orange itself, as most people do eat. You'd be chayef to eat. All right, so you could argue that little peel that adheres to that little piece of orange that adheres to the peel, most people don't eat that either. That's how we can answer. But stam to leave the orange like this to go to rot would not be allowed according to the Rosh. Yes. Apple core, okay, an apple core, right? So you would not be chayef to eat the core of the apple. Some people do eat it down to the last drop. And I'm chayef to eat it, that's right. Because most people don't eat it, many people don't eat it. Take a poll. Who eats apple peels over here? Raise your hands. Oh, great. It's the healthiest part. So wait a minute. That's a new chumrah. He says, Rov b'nei Adam? He didn't say Rov. He said, Derech b'nei Adam. Wow. So the majority of the Talmidim eat apple peels. come out that you have no right maybe to peel the apple on. We want to give it to your baby, the kids, you know, kids don't eat apple peels. They,
You mean like a fire or a cake?
If you make apple pie.
Cake.
Or apple cake, or apple sauce, right? They probably don't put in the peels.
They
do?
Yeah?
Okay. Apparently, there are poskim who maintain that gram hefsed b'shevi al tases mutter. The fire foods, I'm not mechuyev to eat it. Against it with the mashmos of the rosh. I'm not mechuyev to eat it. The nishra has been perished that way. I'm not mechuyev to eat perishvis. Presumably because shevi al tases. There is a Yerushalmi which says you're permitted, it's right over here on our Mishnah, the Yerushalmi, if I'm not mistaken. Perek Zayin Aloch Aleph. Knivta di Yarko, Masik le Igro. You take these little peels of the vegetables, you put them to the roof, and they become hard, dry, permissible. So the question becomes Gevalt. Now you're not just passive. You put them on the roof, left them in the sun. A couple of 9 days suns, and that's it. Right away it dries. You will master be a daim, no? It's a whole pilpul in the poskim. Like, you know what they shtel to? You put it on, put someone on the roof and he dies of heat. Against the sugis and Sanhedrin. They make two shtels back and forth. Is it considered grama, not grama? No. So the poskim say it's mutter. So you see, Kloven even Mekumva say it's mutter. Often the Rai Mekumva say it's mutter. That's what the Marit says. That it's mutter because the Marit, then I'm a bit. The Marit says that Hefset Perish Shuris is mutter because in such a case of Grom, even Mekumva say, based on this Yerushalmi. Chazanish refutes the proof. He says that for Kert, the appeal as it stands now, it's garbage. If you put it on the roof and you let it harden, guess what it becomes? It becomes Michael Behema. So if I care, it's better to put it on the roof. That's not a hefset. On the contrary, if you don't put it on the roof, it's going to go to the garbage. If you put it on the roof, it's going to be, what do you want to call it, recycled or reused. It's going to have a secondary use, which will be Michael Behema. If I care, it's better. Now, take a look, Rabosai, in the Tosefta, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Gimel. Very fascinating Tosefta. Everyone has Tosefta in the back? I hope so. Standard Gemara's have in the back. Tosefta. Erish Shvius. It's page Yud Zion in the standard print. Perish Shvius. If it's royal machil, then you cannot give it to your animal or bird. You see an animal eating up the figs, let him eat. Agzeres akos. So I saw that the Mishpat Ayeret quote, so I want to say, what's the Havamina? It's a chiddush, you can let the animal eat it up. What's the Havamina? The Havamina is that it's awesome. You have to go run after the animal and stop it. Shoo it away. What kind of havamina is that? I'm not doing anything. Zebra from the havamina that has to pay with shvius is also even b'shev al tas. If we're not for the xeris akot, then I'd have to go up there and shoo the animal away. Shouldn't eat up the figs. Is it xeris akot that it's mutter, the mehemtucha? If not, that would be awesome. No, well, the marit too, the marit is not a makel. In in Gram after Perish Shvius. So I thought maybe that's the answer. That's the Maskana. The Maskana is precisely that you're permitted to let the animal eat, despite the fact that in the Reish it says you're not allowed to give the food, the tainah to the animal. So Taka, what's the difference between the first and the second parts of the Tosefta? That's the difference. If I already gathered the figs, and I want to give out the figs in the zoo, I'll go to the Bronx Zoo or the Gan Chayot, I'll give out the figs to the animals, not allowed. If I didn't gather the figs, the figs are still lying there, and the animal eats the figs, that's the nature of the drasha. What is that telling you? It's telling you a chiddush that gram heps the perish shvius is mutter. That's exactly why I don't have to shoo the animal away. That's one way the Maharit might defend himself against this kasha that's quoted over here. Or a different verse. When we say gram heps the b'shevi al tasa, we can interpret it in two ways. Am shevi al tasa, I do nothing. That's how the maction over here held. Because here I'm doing nothing, the animal's eating it. Or a different verb. It's nifsad b'shevi al tasa. No creature does anything to destroy the perishvit. It just rots by it. The perishvit have a tachlis. It's omeid, it's meant, it's intended to be used in a positive sense. Now you are going to cause it to be used differently, to go to the garbage in effect, to be wasted. That's the potential iser of gram hefset peiris shvitz. However, if we know for a fact it's all going to be going to the garbage completely, forget it, it's all in the garbage. So, if your master would be a dayim, that would still be awesome. Loch lola hefset, they have to be a dayim. But gram hefset, for those who are machmer on gram hefset, no. Gram hefset, you only have to worry about if otherwise, if not for your gram hefset, it's going to be used. But if you're going to go to the garbage anyway, then hefset perish shvius would be prohibited. But gram hefset perish shvius would be permissible. And therefore, Rav Yoshev is matir, putting different kinds of garbage, of the perish shvius, into one big bag, even by putting them together, you may be causing some of them to become nifsad, or become unusable earlier than otherwise. Since it would have been thrown to the garbage anyway, he said, Gram after Perish Vias does not apply. Mishim, tomorrow we will conclude the Yonim of the Gram Hefstin, and we'll hope to start the Yonim of Never and the Mishum.